and weather team are coming up. We've been focusing an awful lot on upcoming activities here this weekend, and part of that includes our newscast now, because Stan Fowler joining us from the Flint Hills Optimist to talk about the big Easter egg hunt on Saturday.
Stan, good morning. How are you?
All right.
Glad to have you in. So you got a couple of days left. How are things looking for the Easter egg hunt Saturday morning?
Well, it looks like the weather could be a challenge this year. We have it every once in a while, but otherwise, everything's on the go. We got plenty of candy, and the Easter Bunny is getting warmed up, so everything's a go.
Yeah, Easter Bunny will be warmed up and wired to go, I'm sure, coming up Saturday. At Jones Park will be the location now. Is parking going to be a little bit different this year, Stan?
According to the city, access shouldn't be a problem, but the parking is always a challenge. So the big thing is arrive early. We always promote, you know, at least try to be there 15 minutes before. But this year I would plan a little ahead of that. But according to the city, access-wise, there shouldn't be any difference from any other year.
So basically, Prairie Street access is going to be okay, as opposed to maybe having to come in through Lincoln Street then?
That's what I've been told. I would venture to say Lincoln Street's probably a better avenue, just because there is ongoing construction out there. But they did say their plan was it should be open. Everything should be fine.
Bottom line, though, is arrive early and make sure you get the kids there, because things will begin promptly at 10, Stan?
At 10 o'clock, and by 10:15, we're all done.
And that's despite how much candy that's going to be sprinkled around Jones Park?
There's about 17,000 pieces in four different areas. And so, yeah, there's plenty of candy for everybody. We always have a great turnout. We've put 2,000 flyers the public schools really help us out, and with the daycares and private schools. So they've all had flyers, and then you guys have really did a great job of promoting it. So we always have a good crowd, but it doesn't last long.
Yeah, it is. It's swift, that is for sure. So what do you have, different areas set up for different age groups then, Stan?
Right. There's four areas. It's the 2 and under, and then the 3 and 4 year olds, and 5 and 6 year olds, and then the 7, 8, and 9 year olds. And then there's a spot for the disabled. And like I say, the Easter Bunny is going to be there for photos. As in years past, so come early. They'll be there. You can do it before, do it afterwards, and we'll go from there.
Outstanding. All right, again, Stan, rack it for us again. When and where do we need to meet, and how soon do we need to get there for the Easter egg hunt Saturday?
I would say you need to be there shortly after 9:30. It's at Jones Park in Emporia, between Prairie and Lincoln. The main shelter house is kind of where we diverge from. It's all in that area, so walking in is the only way to get there. But the big thing is arrive early and just have a good time. 10 o'clock, it goes off. And this is one of the things for us is this is the one time when we can, it's just a give back to the community service. The community supports our all-star basketball games as well as you guys do. And selling Christmas trees, this is a time that we just take and give back to the community. There's no sales, no fundraiser. It's all just to give back to the community.
Well, and it's a feel-good thing, too, because kids leave happy. There's no doubt about that, filled with candy, 17,000 pieces of candy. So how early do you and the other Optimist members have to get there to lay all this candy out, Stan?
It doesn't take as long as you think. So we get there about 8:30.
Okay.
And like I say, the worst thing we got is this year, they like to say, with the weather looking a little iffy, because we kind of give up on the rain date thing. Didn't really work out in the past, and so if we would have to do something, we spread the candy out through the community for the next few months at different events and stuff.
Okay.
So that's it. It's either a go or we cancel. Hope for the best on Saturday.
So right. How early would you make that decision, and you know, Stan?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
At this point. I mean, it's in the grass. It's not muddy, this kind of thing. So if it's not a downpour, we'll probably go.
Okay. All right. So, and this is, what, year 39, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, this is year 39, yeah. Yep, it's been through the years. We've had a lot of guys that have led this. It's kind of turned over to me when legendary Darryl Jones was gone. So anyway, that's it's one of my projects. So I appreciate all you guys do for us.
Well, it's
helping us promote this. And
it's a sweet tradition, that is for sure.
Yep. For sure.
Yep.
All right, Stan. Hey, appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Stan Fowler with the Flint Hills Optimist Club, their annual Optimist Easter Egg Hunt, Jones Park, this Saturday, 10 a.m. Chuck.
KVOE News Time, 822. Current temperature is 50 degrees. We're on our way to 80 today.